Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Today on the show, we have Teresa Strasser and Gina Grad in studio. They have a podcast called Easy Listening. We talk about everyone's proposal story. It's an awesome show. But first, Dude Products. Oh my gosh, we love it. We love Dude Products, especially for our sons who get stanky when they play sports. You guys know it's okay. You can laugh. The dudes get stanky. And guess what? Dude Products, they have these wipes and it's like a shower on the go, they're called. I've got a whole stack of them in the bathroom. Lynette, you do too.
They're the best.
Yeah. We send the kids there. If they stink, I go, hey, go take a dude wipe
shower.
They're
good for the head too. You just rub their head because they didn't shampoo their hair right.
Oh, yeah. Of course they didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep their for PE classes, after school sports practices. Keep some in your glove compartment. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to do with them. Be creative. But listen, they're available for purchase at Amazon.com and in 15,000 retail stores nationwide, including Target, Walmart, Kroger, other regional retailers. But to receive our special offer, go to dudeproducts.com, enter the code Corolla20 at checkout, and get 20% off of your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Corolla20 for 20% off your purchase.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat. Stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the fourth month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a 15-pack of Dude Wipes on the Go flushable wipes. They'll leave you as clean as a whistle. 3 packs of Crazy Go Nuts, flavored walnuts, a snack that won't make you fat, a Beats by Ace bracelet, a helpful reminder to let you know that beets aren't killing you, a copy of Not Taco Bell Material with the Ray chapter signed by Rezo himself, and of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's For Crying Out Loud, and we have guests. Hi, Stephanie.
We sure do. And before you get all crazy, like, you're going to like our guests today.
Yes, you will.
Because it's your favorite.
Yes. If they're our favorites, you're going to like them too, whether you like it or not.
Teresa Strasser's here. Woo! And Gina Grad. Woo!
Okay, when you guys have guests, is it sort of like when I listen to my favorite podcast and I realize it's a live show and I immediately stop listening?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I've done now to the listener. I'm like, ugh.
Now would be a good time to.
We just want to hear about Lynette and Stephanie.
No. Yeah, but they hear a lot. They hear us a lot. And there are certain guests that they love. And you are one of them.
They're going to be thrilled.
And when we've talked about you guys having a podcast, people were like, you guys should have them on.
Immediately.
Yeah. Oh, well, perfect. Well, here we are.
Thank you.
There's only two guests that anybody's ever liked. You. You haven't been
official
guest. But you and my friend Julie Kasem. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
What do you think it is that makes a good guest?
Well, I think people love Julie because she's Casey Kasem's daughter, so she does bring a little bit of gossip.
Well, I'm Nelson Strasser's daughter, and if you want your alternator rebuilt, he's your man.
Yeah, but she's also just a normal person that is unfiltered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what they don't like people that
she's
are on promoting.
Too.
People sniff out promotion, people that are there to promote their thing.
And I don't like that. And you can hear me talk all about that on Easy Listening with Gina Grad and Teresa Strasser because it's very annoying when people just show up to try to promote what they're doing.
But, like, listen, though, first of all, before we get into the talk, let me just say one thing about your show. Is our listeners are constantly going, there's like a thread on our Reel It In Facebook, page that's What is anybody listening to? I need a new podcast to listen to. I need a new – it's Netflix, books, and a podcast is the three different threads. And everybody's constantly – and now I'm like, well, you don't – we don't need that thread anymore because you guys you guys provide us – suggestions. That's what easy listening is. It's all about podcasts.
Yeah, we're the funnel.
Right.
Just come to us and we'll give you the polyunsaturated concentrate of, you know, four or five shows every couple of weeks.
Yes.
And it's what we're listening to and loving, and we play some clips so you can get a little flavor of it.
Exactly.
Now,
speaking
before
of polyunsaturated, let's talk about acne.
Oh man. Yeah. I could talk about acne all day. Three times on Accutane.
Three times, fool.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, school's coming back, and some of us here, Lynette and I, have have older girls that are starting to
Are getting it too.
By the way, my oldest is almost 10, and there's issues. There's already some issues around the nose, oily T-zone.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it used to be that there weren't, like when we were younger, when I was younger, there weren't great products.
No.
That, you know, you had to get a prescription.
You suffered in silence.
But now Proactiv is like this very well-regarded, amazing brand that actually works. You know,
it does work.
Yeah. It's America's number one acne brand. They've been helping fight acne for almost 25 years. And then they have this new it's called Adapalene. It's what the product contains. And it used to be only available by prescription.
Yeah, that was only recently made available over the counter.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right. So Proactiv has it. Everyone's heard of Proactiv. If you've ever been in like a parenting group online, you've heard people talk about Proactiv. Well, now we're going to get you a discount on Proactiv. Right now for our listeners, we have a back to school offer from Proactiv. You can't get anywhere else. With your Proactiv MD order, you're going to also receive for free Proactiv's on the go bag, which features their T-zone oil absorber, body acne wipes, and green tea moisturizer, close to a $100 value, plus my favorite, free shipping, with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Go to proactiv.com/FCOL to get this special offer. Again, proactiv.com/FCOL to order and make your kids' first day back at school their best day ever.
That's right.
Yes. You know, my mom used to actually let me stay home occasionally because my skin would be so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they
had
that Proactiv.
Like a day a month. They didn't. You know, they had that peachy Clearasil that never matched anyone's skin tone?
No, I hate that. That's what Adam is big on, those things. Those benzoyl peroxide.
Yeah. Spot treat?
Hit it with a shot of that.
Don't monkey with it. Don't squeeze it.
No, never squeeze it.
No.
Yeah, but guess what? Elby used one of those cheap drugstore things, and her whole skin turned into, like, it looked like a big, huge dry patch.
Yes,
that's just from one time.
Dry you out like crazy. So you want to hear a fun fact about me? No one believes me. I have never, and I had acne, I have never popped a pimple in my entire life.
Wow.
I can't.
You're a stronger woman than I.
It gives me like thick throat to watch those videos. I can't do it.
Oh,
I'm all
my
about,
God. Dr. Pimple Popper.
No,
I love it.
I love a good ingrown hair, but I cannot do pimples. I can't do it on myself. I can't watch it. I can't do it. So please, Proactiv.
Yes.
Please make that your number one go-to.
Also, there's nothing like enjoying the delicious home-brewed taste of Gold Peak Real Brew Tea to give you that comforting feeling of home. You know what? Summertime is coming to a close, but that doesn't mean that you have to stop having delicious, refreshing Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. It's time to get started on that. Keep the feeling of summer and home going all year long. I love that they have a lot of different varieties. They have 14 flavors. They have all different sizes. I love the lemonade flavor. It's super refreshing and not too sweet. They have all sweetness levels too. They have some that are very sweet. They have some that are not sweet at all. There is something for everybody's taste buds. This stuff is great for lunch, dinner, a quick snack. The home-brewed taste of Gold Peak iced tea makes every meal more refreshing and delicious. With ice-cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away. You can find your favorite Gold Peak flavor at a retailer near you. I find mine at the Ralph's that's right down the street. They have it there. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
Yes, so... Got girls,
ladies,
Teresa, you're in town, huh?
Yes, to see you. You and you. Mm-hmm. Well, Gina and I were recording a few episodes because generally we're not in the same city. Mm-hmm. So I thought it'd be nice to come down and record a bunch of shows together.
Good. Look longingly into each other's eyes as we talk about podcasts.
And then we haven't really done much to promote our show.
I know. You guys don't need it, I don't think. I think you're doing pretty darn good,
well,
right?
But thank you. We could always use a little leg up.
You were featured up on iTunes, weren't you?
Maybe.
Well, there was a moment, but we think we might. Wait, Gina came up with a term yesterday. It wasn't like menschfish.
It was a mitzvah troll.
We think it might have been a mitzvah troll.
Yeah.
That
might have been fake.
I love
it.
It
was a graphic, and it was our show in New and Notable, and Gina took a screen grab and sent it to me.
We were so excited.
This is like being nominated for an Oscar. We're new and notable. I was so excited, but something said to check it before I then reposted it. And I did not see us on the actual official iTunes new and notable.
We think someone did a menschy mitzvah Photoshop for us. We're not sure.
So you didn't check yourself and then you wrecked yourself?
Yeah.
Prevented.
Come on.
Wait, did you just high-five each other over that?
We're such dorks. It's bad.
I prevented the wreckage of myself.
Okay.
Although, let me ask you this philosophical question.
Okay.
Let's just say I had posted it and said, oh, we're so excited. Thank you for making us new and notable. Would anybody have ever known? So I was kicking myself.
Yeah, I can answer that question because I did post it. And I said, look at us. And everyone said, congratulations.
Yes.
So no, they wouldn't have known.
They're not going to know.
Because I didn't know either.
iTunes doesn't even know.
No.
There's a whole algorithm to that kind of
thing. And we can't quite crack that algorithm.
Nobody
we can't break
the
code.
I know.
Nobody. Get into the mainframe.
But that picture of the two of you. If anybody hasn't seen the picture, it's almost as good as ours.
Oh, yours is really nice.
Very nice. I remember that day. I saw those pictures being taken. You guys looked amazing.
Thank you. You guys
wasn't that a fun photo shoot
that
day?
That was fun. That was fun.
We had like a whole like Corolla Digital day. And Stephanie looking glammed up like a rock star, like one of the runaways.
I got to tell you, I hate having my picture taken. Always have. I'm so self-conscious. I don't know. There's just something I don't like myself in pictures. It has to be a very special – there has to be a lot of lighting, a lot of filters.
Oh,
my hair has to be exactly right.
Ma'am.
Otherwise, I'm like – it's a weird thing where I get like – it's like a shot of reality where I go, oh, God, do I look like
do
that?
I really? Yeah. You know what is, though, a shot of reality is those magnifying mirrors.
Oh, I was just thinking about that when you were talking about acne. There was a moment – maybe when I was 30 and I realized there's no good reason to have a magnifying mirror. I don't need one.
None.
I shouldn't have one. And I've never looked in one since.
I use it all the time.
Why?
Because, you know, I have bad eyesight, first of all, and I have to know what's doing. You know, I got to know if I got like
I don't want to know what's doing. I'd rather not know what's
doing.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, no. I will say, I don't know if you know this because I don't know if you know what he says behind your back, but that day when we were doing the photo shoot and you and Stephanie were doing your thing and laughing it up and looking all pretty, Adam stood there staring at you and whispered to me, isn't she photogenic?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
He's talking about me, right?
Since we've said, exactly. Well, since
this
Gina.
This is a little awkward right now.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
This might be better for Jan.
We'll take this behind the paywall. But since Gina and I have both had the experience of being Adam Carolla news girl, which apparently people think is pejorative now because it says girl. But
news
whatever.
Gal.
Sidekick.
Is that what they want?
Co-host. Newswoman.
Yeah, news snack.
Whatever. We were just talking earlier today. We've both had conversations about you with Adam where he's said, yeah, I can't do his voice, but
she's naturally thin,
and it looks like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
And nobody has genetics like that.
Yeah, the fastest metabolism.
And she had twins, and she was in her bikini a week later, which was true because I saw that. It might have been, I think it was 3 weeks, but it stuck in my mind.
And it's funny because you want Adam to want to relate to you, so anytime he's like, Gina, you know what I mean? I'm like, I do! But it's always funny because now it's always like, ugh, losing weight so hard, Gina, you get it. I'm like, I do, Adam. I get it.
I mean, if anybody understands, it's you.
I have a policy that I don't weigh myself every once in a while if I'm at the gym, but then I tell myself that the gym scale, they're not calibrated.
very often.
Oh, sure. No. That's got to be wrong.
Those old school doctor scales with the slidey thing.
Yeah. Can't be right. And that's like a magnifying mirror. You don't need that.
And I used to go to like Bed Bath & Beyond and weigh myself on like 8 scales just to try to get an average.
Right. Totally. Take
the lowest number.
You add them.
Cross out the highest number. Cross out the lowest number.
I'll take the Honeywell scale, please.
Actually, that's not a bad way of getting an accurate weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I stopped doing that because I get too triggered. Even, you know, I don't want to know. And this is the way I see it. I'm in my 50s. Who cares now?
Yeah, I know, right?
What difference does it make? Is anybody going to be like, is anyone ever going to go, oh my God, you look like you've lost 5 pounds? No, never happened. Nobody cares.
I don't know what you're thin, first of all.
But I'm just saying, sometimes I gain weight and I just don't want to know. That's the thing. And then I go to the doctor and you have to get on the scale. And then I seem like a crazy person with an eating disorder because I go, I want to weigh myself backwards.
Hold on.
But I don't
want to
know. I don't want to
weigh yourself backwards.
That's what I do. And I will say I am a crazy person with an eating disorder recovered 18 years.
Yeah.
Day to time. Yeah. But I find that triggering too. And I always say, look, I'm going to take off my shoes and then I'm going to weigh myself backwards.
Yeah.
And you're going to write down the earrings.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Metal's heavy.
Are you serious? Of course. I can't believe that is even a question.
They turn around. We're totally naked.
I'm going to take out.
Your head.
Nurse, I'm going to take out my tampon.
It's a heavy flow
just
day.
Letting you know. Because that can add and everything. But I'd like you to not tell me the number. Yeah. And 90% of the time, they kind of like look at me like, crazy bitch.
That's
what she says. But occasionally they'll just forget because they're sort of on automatic and they just say 122. I'm making that up.
I'm making that up as an
example weight that they would say. But yeah, they forget.
I have the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I do that too, but in a more controlling way, because my therapist told me I could do it and I didn't know I could do it. I was like, I don't want to, if I ever weigh myself, it's right in the morning, you know, no food, no clothes. And then I get there and I've had, you know, 14 snacks and two breakfasts and I don't want to know that number.
You're like, I had a muffin.
Thank you.
No, that's my not therapist, gonna be happening today.
My therapist goes, you know, you can just weigh yourself and tell them what it is when you get there. And I was like, you can?
Yeah.
Like, I'm an adult and there's
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And well, I take a picture of it because I always assume nobody ever believes anything I'm saying.
Aww.
So I'm like, no, see, it's right here. But I never weigh myself at the doctor. I can't. I don't want to. And my therapist is like, yeah, I do it all the time.
They pressure you into it, much like the dentist pressures me into x-rays every time. And I've said, please just put a note in my file. Nothing hurts in my mouth and I just don't like a lot of x-rays. Everyone's had cancer in my family. I'm sure this is fine, but they do look at me like I'm insane.
Well,
when something hurts, you could x-ray it.
Now,
nowadays, either I do the backwards thing if it's been a while, but if I've been there recently, like when I was going in for, I don't know if you guys know about this, Kayla, I don't know if you know, but I had a lung infection. a little while back. Yeah. And so I was making a couple return visits and then I'd be like, yeah, I don't need to be weighed.
You already know.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
And then Kaylin had to go one up you with his, you know.
I know. I
got near death.
Yeah. I tried my best.
Pulmonary embolism.
I tried my best to one up Kaylin, but it couldn't be done. I had to go to the hospital in an ambulance and I missed a show. And then Kaylin had to stay overnight for a while. So, yeah. I was not impressed.
Is this place haunted?
What's going on with Kaylin, though? Is it just a string of bad luck?
He can't talk because he has a canker sore. He's having a bad day.
On top of the embolism.
Hi, Kaylin.
And the pneumonia. Now the canker.
Yeah, it's like on my tongue, like in the back. So it's very hard to talk.
Tough stuff.
Hurts when I do.
Can I just say one?
It's okay. You don't have to talk.
I would only say this about Kaylin with the mics fired up because otherwise in person it's too uncomfortable, like Tim Conway Jr. used to say. Kaylin, you're like my guy because you do all the news stuff for me and I've known you for a million years.
Yeah, you send me your news.
He's awesome.
He is. Yeah, he's so great.
My guy. Yeah, you send me your news. Why? What, are you going to try and make this a relationship? I'm just saying I love you and I appreciate you and it's way easier to say on somebody else's show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that for us, Gina. So you don't have to tell him.
Yeah,
that.
You don't have to do it.
Kaylin,
you
know, sometimes is a hard worker.
He hustles and sometimes it takes a canker sore to make you realize how much you love and appreciate somebody.
Yes.
Well, I'll never forget the day that Chris Maxipata was absent and Kaylin took over and it was laser focus, flop sweat, terror, no mistakes, perfect show.
Yeah.
I mean, he stepped
up.
Yes, he does step
and
up.
And a fun fact, that morning is when I found out that my girlfriend was pregnant.
Suddenly, Caitlin's found his voice.
Yeah. Canker's gone now.
All right, so let's catch up really quick in your personal lives.
Yeah.
Because you guys talk about your podcast that you listen to and blah, blah, OJ.
All bad. All that. Oh, way, isn't that one good?
The best. Kim Goldman. I have to say, Stephanie told me before I saw it on your, I heard it on your podcast. But
yeah, good.
I'm in.
But the one of the best that came out of your show is
Root of Evil.
Oh, I love that
Obsessed.
One, too.
To Live and Die in L.A.?
I just downloaded that. But no, oh, God. The college scandal.
Gangster capitalism. Gangster capitalism has changed my entire life.
So good.
Yeah. I no longer care
great
if my
storyteller.
Kids.
You stumbled upon it.
Yeah. Yeah. Randomly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now we all know about the side door. But what I didn't realize was that the back door had been happening for a very long time. And on Gangster Capitalism, and we play clips of this on Easy Listening with Gina Grad and Teresa Strasser, they interview a woman who works for University of North Carolina. She was an admissions officer. They changed her voice, changed her name. And she says, for this much, you know, it's like Patreon. For $10, you get
a book.
There's
tier levels.
Oh, there's tier levels. For $100,000, you get a tour of the school. For $250,000, you're definitely in. It doesn't matter about if you have a pulse. If you passed, you are in. Plus, you're going to get a UNC signed jersey.
Lunch with the dean.
Lunch with the dean. And then at $500,000, what you get. And she said that she had to quit because in her mind, if I do this for 10 people, it doesn't seem so bad, even though I'm taking 10 spots from kids who deserve them. But there's 100 of me. On campus. So it made me rethink everything.
I know.
About my own kids. Like, maybe this degree is going to have less meaning the more we know that everyone's side-dooring or back-dooring.
Right. I know. That's what I was thinking. It's going to water that down.
Now I'm like, go to ASU and however much that is.
Right.
And let's move on with
our
lives.
Or, ironically, University of Phoenix. And just do it online.
Yeah.
That's just depressing.
So speaking of Phoenix, so Teresa, you live in Phoenix with your two boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're how old now?
Almost 10 and almost 7. We'll call them 7 and 10.
Okay.
They both just started school, so 4th and 1st.
Oh, they already went back to school?
Yeah, because it's so hot there, they just take pity on you. Mm. They're like, you guys just
send them back.
My school, my kids start this Thursday. Well, one of them starts on Thursday.
What, now they're...
Oh, I know that story. Gallivanting through
Pebble Beach. Yep. Eating
that's
oysters.
That's going to be more valuable than a day of school.
Everybody says that, Teresa, but not when you're
I believe
sunny.
It.
And this is not his first pass at Monterey.
No, it's
he
not.
Doesn't love school.
She loves it. She cannot wait for it to start. She's all excited. There was a glitch that happened over the weekend where they got to see for about 5 minutes
who's
the
in their class.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So, of course, she got word of it.
Holy grail.
She took a screenshot. And so now she knows who's in her classes and who where school. There's school one, school two. She's in school two, blah, 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 blah. Sonny didn't get to see. He doesn't want to see. He doesn't want to know. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to even think about it. Like, she's all excited. Yeah. Can we go back to school shopping today? Blah, blah, blah. Like, she can't wait.
Well,
and she just does it because I think it's not for the academics, that's
no,
for sure.
No, of course not.
No, it's for the social.
The social.
Yeah, see your friends
but
again.
She had social life throughout the whole summer. He didn't. He stayed in his room all summer.
Really?
So,
you don't make him go to camp?
I mean, not really. No. Well, I'd like for him to go.
I spent the summer. Now, do you guys know that Phoenix is hot? I don't think I have to tell you that summertime – You can be in the 110, 112.
What do your boys do for the summer?
Well, this summer was baseball, and that's outdoors. I don't know if you realize
that. Why?
So
this is the kind of stuff we can learn on your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. The sun is an orb, and photons come out, and they make Phoenix hot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we were playing. Do your kids play baseball?
Not baseball, thank God. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean.
You indoor sport, basketball.
Indoor.
I love baseball. There, I had a few issues. I had some anxiety issues surrounding it, which I can get to.
I can't imagine
with other parents, what kind of issues?
I had so many anxiety issues. In fact, I was showing Gina, here's a picture of Nate pitching at States.
Because he's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher,
yeah.
Right. And here's a
that's
picture
like
of him.
That's cool, right? Is that like
that's a cool
thing.
Like the quarterback.
Yeah. Is that it's not cool for the mom.
Like point guard.
Why? All I want to do is swear. It's so hard not to. I'm resisting it.
Yeah, but he's playing the whole time.
Well, no, because this was So pitchers can only throw a certain number of pitches. So they actually don't pitch every game. Mm. And sometimes they're just relievers, so they might pitch an inning. So he was on the All-Stars. This is why we were playing all through the summer. So you play your regular season, and then he made the All-Star team, which is
just
exciting.
Kidding.
And then
I'm sorry. I got it. I was just like, kidding. I'm totally.
You just asked me, and then you snored. So it very much like that.
Feels familiar.
I'm messing.
But anyway, it's hot, and you're outdoors, and it goes a couple months later than you normally do because you go to districts, and then you go to state, and so there was a lot of being outdoors and washing baseball pants,
and wringing hands. And
is
wringing
that the
shirts.
Anxiety? The anxiety is just because you're out because you.
Watching your kid pitch is hard.
I bet.
They call it PMS, pitcher mom syndrome.
Really?
Yeah. There can be hundreds of people out there and your kid's alone on the mound.
I know.
And there's nothing you can do to help. You can't control the situation. And
could you if you wanted to? If you
with
really
my mind?
Cared. Could you just get out there and just help a little?
I did meet a mom that did walk out on the mound to pull her son because he had gone over the pitch count. And that can be really bad for your arm. He was an older kid, like 12. And she, you can have a little counter that's in your hand and you rely on coaches or to do this. But I met this woman and she said, he was over his pitch count. So I went to the coach and I said, he's over his pitch count. You have to pull him. And the coach said no. And another batter came up and she just walked right out there. And she pulled her kid right off the
And that boy will be in therapy the rest of his life.
Totally.
Humiliated by mommy.
But he won't get Tommy John's
That's
on his
right.
elbow.
I was at this dinner party recently, and there was a guy. Okay, there was a baseball mom was there, and she was talking about how we were all talking about the pressure on the young kids to excel at sports and just how really a lot of the parents have gotten really crazy, and it's such a personal, like – how their kid is doing is – and we were talking – the parents that were at this party were more the parents who are a little more laid back about it and like, our kids might not be that great, but we're – what happened to like it being like developmental and let them have fun and not be great. And then this one mom was saying that when she was at a game and one of the moms stormed into the dugout to talk to the coach – and that the coach was like, get the F out of my face. Don't ever come down again.
Wow.
Like, don't you dare get out and like in front of all the kids. So, of course, we were all like, oh, my God, that's just scandalous, you know. Then there was this really obnoxious dad at this party. And he was like, just one of those guys where you like kind of can sniff that he's obnoxious. But then it took someone
time
saying
will prove
this
itself. Yeah.
For then he pops up and he's like, yeah, well, I've coached baseball for my kids. And if any mom ever came into my dugout, that would be the last, like, I would tell you to get the F out. And it was just this very uncomfortable. We were all like,
we get it. You hate your wife. Yeah. Great. Right.
Well, my husband was coaching both kids and we never had incidents like that. But it wasn't involving my husband, but another coach. And this coach was making a kid who was not a good hitter bunt. I know I'm going inside baseball, literally.
Right.
But I
think we all know what bunting is.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just didn't want any snoring. I'm still trying to.
I'm
trying to bounce back.
I should have done it towards the end.
No, it's okay. I'll be okay. So this coach was making the kid who's not great bunt because he didn't think the kid had a chance to hit the ball. So what you're basically saying is, hey, 10-year-old, you suck. I know you suck. Everyone knows you suck. And I'm not even going to give you a chance to swing for the ball. The best thing you can do for this team is bunt. And that's – it's sort of against the spirit of development, as you said, because better you strike out and go out swinging, then that's going to get you closer to actually hitting the ball. So I guess after a few games of the kid being told to bunt, the dad just snapped. And he went in there. It was after a game, and he just went and said, and there, I don't know exactly, but I did hear F-bombs and yelling, and it did seem to go on for quite a while.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of emotion because people, you know, we all have our dreams that we didn't realize. And in my case, I never played a sport. So it's very, like sometimes I don't know what's going on. I can't relate to it. And it's what it's like my kid's obsession. Like he can't think of a word. When I ask him, what do you want to do when you grow up? And that's maybe half of 10-year-old boys. But he can't conceive of a world where he wasn't playing basketball, football, or baseball. Mm. Now, with football, I used to have this anxiety.
Yes.
And the parents were perfectly nice. But there was a while where he was quarterback. And I would have this anxiety if he throws a pick. You guys? Throws a pass intended for his own receiver, but it's caught by the other team. And it's like, it just spiritually and emotionally, nothing grinds a team down. Like, you're about to score six for yourself.
Right.
But instead, it goes the other way.
Right.
And now you're down. And now,
and
so.
It's your kid's fault.
Yeah. And I would think, like, oh my gosh, these are 9 and 10 year olds. This matters none. But I thought, what if he throws a pick and loses the game for the team and then the parents don't like me? Like, they're like looking at me sideways, like, oh, we shouldn't have let her on this team.
Aww.
Kid threw a pick. And then my therapist said, would you ever feel that way?
Towards
no.
Towards another parent.
Never.
Right.
I'm sorry to not side with your therapist, but parents are crazy. They probably do think that.
Thank you for validating.
They probably are. There probably are some of them that are like, wow, that kid sucks. I wish he wasn't on our team.
And I've heard other parents talk about other kids.
Yeah.
Like, this kid turns the ball over a million times. Like, this kid is nothing. Oh, don't put that kid in. Like, what's that kid
doing? So it is real.
Yes.
It is real. But then I think there's the other side where there can be some jealousy. Like, if your kid's always starting, if your kid's in the whole time, if your kid's running point in basketball every possession and doesn't sit.
I see that too.
Then you get a little stink eye there.
Right.
Oh my gosh. 2 years in seventh grade when LB was, my older daughter plays basketball and
I
like it already.
So that's truthfully like she's not the greatest basketball player on earth. But at her school, she stood out because she actually has played for years.
Okay, great.
And she's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
So
hustle.
Compared to these kids that like didn't even bought that were like wearing Converse to
basketball
worst. Practice. Mm-mm. You're like, okay, she was team captain. She was the point guard. She was the one who knew all, understood all the plays. And these other kids on the team and their parents were jealous. One of the moms said to her daughter talking about Elby that she's like a ball hog. And it crushed Elby. My husband and I were having to be like, yeah, good. Be a ball hog. Because you know what?
Right.
Sometimes there needs to be a Kobe Bryant. Like if these other kids, they're wearing Converse. Like
if you want the ball, show up with your socks all the way up to your knees and slides and your basketball shoes over your shoulder. Because that's how you know.
That's sunny.
Thank you. That's how you know a kid's ready to play. My younger one also plays and he's not so.
Plays baseball?
Plays all three.
Okay.
But on the basketball front. So. You know how the Ben and Casey Affleck are full brothers? I'm going somewhere here.
That's fine.
Have you ever seen them standing next to each other? Ben is 6'4".
Yeah.
And Casey's 5'9". They're full brothers.
Okay.
Right? So this may be happening.
They're not twins.
Not twins, but they have the same genetic makeup, right?
Right. Okay.
So this may be happening with my kids, wherein one seems to be quite tall. The little one is more on the petite side of things.
Right.
So in basketball, you know, it's a little tougher. So he would get sad that, no one would pass me the ball. I'm not getting the ball. And I said, then you have to steal it. Get a rebound or steal the ball. And that's what I would say to LB's teammates. If you want the ball, you're going to have to get a steal or get a rebound or get yourself open.
Yeah, that's what LB would tell them. They would complain to her face because these kids are entitled and crazy and the coach wasn't like, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
So they would just be like, how come you're not passing me the ball? And LB's like, you got to get open.
Right.
Like, you got four people covering you.
Right.
I'm not going to pass you the ball. They're just going to take it from you.
But this is a great way for the team to score because if she's good and she gets triple covered, that should leave the rest of her team wide open under the basket.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But when they don't know how to play, then they just want to go, oh, your daughter's a ball hog. She's a ball hog.
And they just want points.
Fine. Jealous bitches. That's it. I was like, that's what they are. They're jealous.
They're jealous bitches. And I always tell my kids, don't count points, count assists. How many assists did you have?
So true.
That's Sonny. He's a big assist dude.
Yeah. But it takes a skill to see the court and see who's open. I never thought I'd be having this kind of conversation.
I know, right?
But I spend a lot of time, and basketball doesn't make me as nervous because it does feel like a team sport.
Yeah.
And baseball is a team, but when your kid's either on the mound or up to bat, and I remember when my brother played, my brother was a really good baseball player, and I spent a lot of time on the side of the field, you know, eating whatever from the snack bar and watching my brother. And I remember getting nervous for him when he get up to, like, I just really want him to get a hit.
Yeah.
Because I want him to be happy.
Right. Right.
Yeah, no, that's how I felt for years with Elby. Remember, Elby played a few seasons without ever scoring once. And this was like rec league basketball. Mm-hmm. These kids were not like, there were no
Converse. They're Converse.
They're not showing up in their slides to protect their basketball
Some
shoes.
Some of them had coach dads. I will say that. But it's like they were all ball hogs. They're young. 9 is like a perfect age to just be a ball hog.
Yeah.
You're not a super team player at 9 unless you're really taught that and it's just drilled into your head. You're going to be the one that wants the glory.
Right.
You're going to be like, if you're taking the ball out and you're the point guard, you're going to be like, you know what? I don't see anyone who's that open. I'm going to drive the lane.
Basketball IQ, as Sonny would say.
Yes.
Like, you got to have that good IQ to make the right decisions at the right time.
And that's why it's fun to watch. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I like watching basketball. Plus, I do appreciate the indoors nature.
Yes.
Again, in Phoenix. So I've steered them away from soccer.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is that? I don't like soccer.
I don't like it. What's wrong with us?
Too much running for no real reward.
Running and in the heat.
Yeah.
The most exciting game is going to be like, oh my God, it was 2-1.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, just eat orange slices at home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Have a Fanta on your couch.
But all the parents I know push their kids into it. Do they think that it's going to keep them from getting fat?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Dylan is a big soccer dude. He's the one person, adult person that I know that loves soccer and played soccer.
It seems like it's for little kids.
It
like
does.
When you're first introducing them to like the idea of a ball,
team sport.
You can run up and
sport.
Down and you can kick it and you don't even touch it with your hands. Just run around a little bit. I played soccer on a team that in kindergarten, there's no way in 2019 they would name a kindergarten team this full of girls. We were called the Sugar Babies. And
they would still do that.
They would. That's cute.
And I will never forget my one day of glory, running as fast as I could, kicking the ball. And I felt like some people weren't excited about it, but no matter. Keep going. And I got it. And I scored the big score. And I was so excited. And I turned around and I had scored in my own goal for my own team.
Yeah.
So I spent.
If you were a Colombian, you could have been shot for that.
Absolutely. So I recused myself for the rest of T-ball and soccer. And I would sit just inside the line. So technically, I was a player on the field, and I would make weed like tiaras for myself and bracelets. So that's why I'm just enjoying the Wimbledon that I'm doing, listening to you people, because this is not a world I understand.
Right.
Well, my dad is a sports announcer.
You will.
And I just don't get it.
Yeah, your dad.
I got my sports news from Gina's dad for about a decade.
KNX 1070.
That's right. Yeah. So, Gina, let me ask you this, though. So,
Hold
sports.
On. Let's do it.
But wait, let me real quick.
Oh,
the
sport
thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you play sports or not?
I
other
played
than that, soccer?
The Shooting Stars, basketball, worst team. Sugar Babies, kindergarten. Jayhawks, T-ball, softball. I
so
played
you did
everything.
Play.
I was dragged
with
kicking
jugs like
and
that.
Screaming. Not then.
Really?
Not then.
When did those show up? Exactly. What day?
Like 16, 17. And I
really?
Was like a
That's
nice,
late.
Like I was like a nice C cop. And
wow.
I could have stayed that way for the rest of my life and been happy.
Wow.
But I always was made to play sports. I danced. I did everything. And I hate sports.
Wow. I wanted to ask you if you played sports.
But that's the thing. I've talked to Therese about this. I love being with guys that like sports. I like anyone who's passionate about anything.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like if you're watching that in the other room, that's fine with me. I don't have to be a part of it. I just went to a Twins game in Minnesota. Had a great time. But in general, it's just I will allow other people to love what they love. And I just – if I don't have to be involved, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And,
by the way
– You want nice hair though?
Yeah.
More than anything –
Gina, your hair looks really good.
It does.
Oh, thanks. It's dirty.
Yeah. Tell us about Function of Beauty.
Function of Beauty addresses all the hair needs all in one, right? So, you know, you got the both of your hair has both gotten really long.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Well, that's kind of
I've got
like
the clip in. I've got a couple clip
in. Oh, you
in.
Do?
I just don't have time to go to Supercuts.
Well, you guys would love Function of Beauty it's specifically made for your hair type.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You go online. I don't even know. Get this copy out of
This is Lynette right
need
now.
It.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That just reminded me of your husband during Purina One on FM.
Oh, yeah. You go on their website, okay, and you answer a few questions. You talk to it about your hair.
Yeah.
And then they formulate a bottle based on your hair type, your hair goals.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I have so many hair goals.
Yes.
And you can get the color
you
want.
You can select the color.
The fragrance.
You can opt for dye-free, fragrance-free if you want. The products are so personalized, your name can even be printed on the bottle. So if you have a daughter, you're going to have your daughter have her own with her name.
Oh, sounds like a nice gift.
Isn't that nice?
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It never uses sulfates, parabens, mineral oils and other harmful ingredients.
No. I got the purple eucalyptus. I got like a eucalyptus mint.
It sounds like a My Little Pony name, and I love it.
It's
so, purple eucalyptus.
Yeah, it's so good. And listen, our listeners can get 20% off their first order. To redeem, head to functionofbeauty.com/FCOL. Take the hair profile quiz. Then go to functionofbeauty.com/FCOL and get 20% off of your custom formula.
I'm down.
Nice. Highline Wellness.
CBD. Let's talk about CBD. Highline Wellness is a New York-based CBD brand who's on a mission to make a more pleasant world one dose at a time. Highline provides natural, affordable, and effective CBD supplements to give everyone access to a happier, healthier, and more peaceful state of mind and body. Highline Wellness, elevated remedies for everyday needs. I use CBD because it helps with, I'm a mom, so I have your typical mom anxiety. So I use the CBD chews, and it really helps for that daily anxiety. It's a way to calm the nerves. It takes the edge off. So if you're stuck, if you're traveling, it's good for traveling. If you need, just to relax at the end of the day, Highline CBD chews. They're not only really tasty, but they pack a healing punch with each bite. These small batch CBD chews are the perfect way to get 10 milligrams of all natural CBD. And there's no THC. They use a broad spectrum of CBD, no THC, third party tested to confirm. Okay, so CBD does not get you high. It's not psychoactive. It really helps with a lot of different things. So go check out, go read them online. Go to their website. If you go to highlinewellness.com, it's shipped directly to your doorstep. There's also free and fast 2-day shipping available along with the drops. They have pain cream. They have dog treats. So Highline invites you to a place where everyone has access to happiness, health, and comfort, elevated above the common stress of human life, a place full of smile-filled days and dreamy nights. Rise above and join them. Get 15% off your next order with promo code FCOL15. Go to HighlineWellness.com today and see what you've been missing. Get 15% off your next order and use the promo code FCOL15 for the 15%.
Fantastic.
Gina.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. Everything.
Nothing.
I did something that I've never done before.
Yes.
I did something that I've actively avoided my entire adult life. I got engaged.
Whoa.
Oh, I do.
Congratulations.
I listened to the whole story. It's on your Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm not wearing an engagement ring. This is at my grandmother's wedding band. We're lowfalutin, as Adam would say.
Yeah.
And, it's funny.
You've never been engaged.
No.
I didn't know that.
I have actively avoided engagements my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm not. I never considered myself the Marian type. I'm a wanderer, rambler.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just didn't seem like for me. And I talked about this on our show on Easy Listening. I've talked about it with Adam a little bit. And I was just like, it's for other people. It's for other people. And then I was like, ooh, what do I mean by other people? I think maybe I mean better people. Maybe I mean normal people. Maybe I mean people who deserve it. And I'm like, I think I'm at the point because I'm a late bloomer in a lot of ways. Clearly not too. But I was like, you know what? Like, I think I'm at the point this is the right person. And I think I deserve it. Like,
yes.
I think I deserve to do normal, happy things.
Yeah.
And for the first week, I couldn't say it. And he still does this to me sometimes. It's weird to say, fiance?
Is that what you call them?
That's the whole reason to get married, so you don't have to say boyfriend.
I know.
Right. Undignified.
Boyfriend forever. So fiance, and that's exactly my point. We'll be watching TV or something. He'll look at me and go, hey, what are we? I'm like, don't make me say
You're
it.
Like Fonzie.
I can't. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's what I do.
Fiffy.
That's me. I just couldn't, I couldn't do it. So when he proposed and I responded with a resounding and didn't say yes because the whole thing was too terrifying. The first thing I said to him was, do you mind if we just kind of keep a lid on this for a hot second? Because I need to process it. We got a lot going on and I just don't have the bandwidth for everything. And to his credit, he said, yeah, we don't have to tell anyone ever, whatever you want, follow your lead. Aww. And I just kind of I'm a toe dipper. I'm kind of controlling and stuff. And I just wasn't ready to be like, Facebook, guess what? I just kind of needed to sit with it. This is all super weird.
Nobody leapt out and took a picture that you paid in advance?
I've done stories on them before, and I think you have too. People hiding in the bushes for your proposal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a cottage industry. Yeah, you hire somebody.
It's a business.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They'll hide in the bushes when you propose and then jump out and get the shot. And there was none of that. We were in Minnesota for his mom's birthday, and he was taking me around his old neighborhood. And there was just this cute little tiny little house, and there was a lot of kids raised in there. And he just started getting so nervous, and I said this before, but he got this terrified look on his face. And when he was ramping up and he was about to say it, he stopped and he goes, what do you think I'm going to say? Tried to take the chicken eggs. I'm like, I'm not proposing to myself. What's a rough thing to say? Finish your thought. Finish your little monologue. And he said, you're sitting on that's the window. That's the window that I would look out and wonder if there was a person out there for me. And it's you. And we're here. And it still makes me choke up.
That's so sweet.
And then he finally said it. And again, I responded with, yeah. And I only know that because he reminded me, because I have no recollection of it actually happening.
Of course.
It was a blur. One time, the first time I ever nude modeled in college, I passed out.
You nude modeled in college?
Yeah.
Not just once, many times.
Oh, multiple times. It was $17 an hour. Yeah. You pass that up.
Completely nude?
Yeah. I did it all the time.
For art students.
And the first time I did it was for the advanced class, and they had me in a pose where my face was going the wrong way of my body, and I couldn't breathe. My oxygen cut off, and it just went and I woke up on the floor, naked, with a bunch of dudes staring at me, trying to give me donuts, which sounds like a fantasy that I would like to experience.
Or a good low bottom story in a 12-step meeting.
But that's that's the sensation I remember from the proposal, tunnel vision and time stopped. And
wow.
So I'm a, what did you call me? Sadie
married lady is what you
use. Sadie almost married lady.
Almost married lady.
Now,
can I ask
you
a question?
That's what we Jews say.
Of course. So you guys were living together.
Yeah.
And when you were going to move in together, were you thinking, this guy better marry me at some point?
No.
Just because I was like that.
No,
with
I
my
just,
husband.
I really?
And then I was really obsessed with why am I not getting married? Why?
Yeah.
And then I had a lot of I'm gonna really try not to hint about it and not to say anything.
Yeah.
And then, it would, I'd get drunk and it would sneak into my conversation until I was just like, I just don't understand why you're not asking me.
And that makes sense. That is what normal people would do. And
I don't think that was normal.
Really? To want to get married and to assume that's the next step. I'm just I don't know.
That's
door
a trope.
Still looks wide open to me.
That's in every movie, right?
I think where she's two waiting. Different types of people. I think that there's the girl that wants to know when.
Yeah.
There's the Stephanies, which usually is the case. But then there's also the girls that don't really think about it and that has stayed single. There's a reason why.
Well, she
single.
Was thinking about it because you said, I listened to the Patreon and you did ask about the ring.
Oh, but that's the thing. Like, that
you
was
wanted to be prepared.
Very recently. That was 4 or 5 weeks ago that the ring conversation came up, and then 3 weeks ago the marriage. It's a defense mechanism. I think I've been downplaying it a lot. Mom, she was coming for the family reunion, my dad's side, and they've been divorced for a million years, and I love that they're that close. And of course she's going to be there. I'm like, Mom, grab some rings from the safe deposit box. You never know. It's logistical. Free health insurance. And that's my way of protecting myself.
Right.
But of course I want to do this, and I think it's going to be great. And I love him. He's a wonderful person.
I got a couple of things. Did Yes. Is this a recovered memory, or did Adam propose to you by throwing a ring box from his bathrobe?
Right.
Excuse me?
Yeah, yeah. He was. We were watching The Sopranos, and he was in his bathrobe. Like,
that's so romantic.
So far,
I'm in. Which episode?
Give me any clue, and I'll tell you. Got beat up in school. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just started watching The Sopranos again. I watched a couple episodes.
I've gone through 14 runs of the full series, so I'd talk about anything you want to talk about.
She's a super fan.
I know, right?
So far, tossing you a ring box while watching Sopranos sounds pretty good.
And he's wearing his robe. Sunday,
how do I not know this?
I don't know this part of the story. I know the lead up.
He was in his bathrobe, and he had a box, the ring box, in his pocket, and he was like, I think he was like high or something because he was like smelling it and he was like, and he was laughing and giggling and he goes, smell. And he threw the box at me. I go, what is that? I go, what is that? And he threw it at me and he goes, I don't know, smell it. And he was like giggling and I smelt it and I opened it. And then it was the ring that Gina Kimmel and I were at like an antique place on Ventura Boulevard. And Gina picked and goes, oh my God, I found your dream ring. And I looked at it going, it's not really my dream ring, but okay. She's like, but you like square diamond. It was a square.
Okay. That's
and,
a shape.
Yeah. And it was an antique, tiny square ring. And I was like, is this the ring that Gina? I opened it and I go, what? I go, is this the ring that Gina picked out? And he goes, and he's laughing. And I go, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. What do you think I'm doing? And like,
oh my God.
Out of the room.
He and Andy got out of the same school.
Yeah. He tried to make you propose to yourself.
Wait. Walked out of the room?
Because he's Adam, you know. He's like in the room and out of the room. He like walked into the kitchen. He's like, what do you think I'm doing? And he like walked into the kitchen.
Wanders over to get a cup of water.
No. Yeah. Another pocket beer.
That was it. What happened?
I don't really remember after that. I was like,
did he wander back in?
We're getting married. But then we broke up. That's when he was kind of pressured into getting married.
By who?
Oh,
and then we broke up.
By you.
Okay.
And then there was no real, by me. By Jimmy and everybody.
Okay.
But then after that, then we broke up. And then when we got back together, I didn't bring up marriage again. And we didn't even really get back together. I was like, well, do you want to get married someday, right? And he goes, yes, I do. And I want to marry you, but I just don't know when. And I was like, okay, that's
enough.
Fine. That's all I need to know.
Right.
And then we were like boyfriend and girlfriend again for, I don't know, a couple more years. And then it was the end of the man show. And he must have said it because I said to him, do you want to get married when the man show's over? Yeah, let's wait until the man show's over. And then that's when we got married.
Oh, what happened to the Ventura square ring?
I still have it. It broke. It's broken.
Oh,
and
no.
then like I
Wait,
bought.
So did he give that ring back to you when he proposed the next
I
time?
I kept it. And then he didn't propose another. There was not another time. That was it.
How did
he was just like, it was a contract. We're getting married now.
Well, that's when I said.
This is so romantic. It's like straight out of The Bachelor.
I know. It's like,
will you accept this rose?
Smell the box.
Smell it.
Just smell my box.
I think I saw.
That should be the name of your first album.
Donnie.
Yes. Yeah. That's grunge.
I thought it was like something from Donnie, I think. Like, I don't know. I go, what is that? Weed? Or I don't know. I thought it was pot or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when I smelled. Because he's like, I will then smell it.
And then when you actually did get engaged the real time, it was more of just a discussion.
It was just a discussion.
There was no down
on
one knee.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you missed out on that magic moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I mean, not really. I think I did a long time ago. You know what I do care about is the ring. So I've never had a ring since. And then I bought myself a Bloomingdale's ring and I've been wearing that. But that kind of got like really dirty and I just took it off recently. I just don't wear a ring.
Wow. I never noticed.
Yeah. Nothing?
You normally
Well,
you
options
normally...
are open though because people don't need to know. You know, if you don't have a tan line.
Wheels up, rings
here's
off.
Here's the thing. Adam doesn't realize that I'm not wearing
not
a
hating,
ring.
Not hating, just dating.
He doesn't realize.
Adam doesn't notice something about you?
Can you imagine that? I know, right?
But such a hyper-vigilant man. Does he look at your fingers?
Yes.
Selective hyper-vigilance.
Swivel, right.
Selective. Yeah, that's exactly how my oldest is. Playing basketball, know where everything is.
Time stand still.
Time to find your cleats, can't do it.
Right, right.
Where was your wedding?
We got the ceremony was at our house in the Hollywood Hills by the Hollywood sign, the first house he bought. And then when we were broken up, he bought a party house where they played basketball and they had poker in Studio City. And so there was a basketball court. We just watched a video the other day with the kids, and Jimmy did the toast, and he's like, here we are, on this breathtaking basketball court.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And then the kids got to hear Jimmy's toast, and it was like, Lynette, are you ready for a lifetime of listening about no right turns on red?
He's consistent.
Right? That was so prescient.
Iced tea and pie is better than cake. Are you ready? And Sonny's like, Dad, so that's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't know if you know this or not, but on our show, when I made the little announcement, it sort of an homage to Teresa, because I did it as a news kicker too. And it was really cute and they all liked it. Brian started pressuring me right away about where's the wedding? And Brian said, you should have it at Adam and Lynette's in the backyard. And I go, and Adam goes, well? So I just wanted you to know
absolutely.
That Adam put that on the table.
When are we getting married?
Because we did it.
When? Adam, excited.
Did
can
it.
You give us a date?
I mean, a date.
Because this is an opening right here.
Literally, just this is very forward of
I'm
me.
Very
you know,
excited.
I'm flop sweat.
No, I'm excited.
But is that something you would consider?
Are you kidding me?
How fun would that be?
I don't know.
How much fun would that be?
Well, I think he was trying to save himself a schlep because I said, I love Joshua Tree. And I was like, maybe I'll get married in Pioneer Town. And I think he was just like,
No, he likes that.
Really? That's two hours away.
Have you hosted any weddings?
No, but we will. I mean, we did. Mike August did
that's
get
he
married.
He did say that.
But it was at not where we live.
Oh,
it was like the house was empty.
Oh,
it was
okay.
The other house.
Well, I'm just bringing it up so you know what he said.
Absolutely can
oh
have
my
it.
God.
Okay, this is all
Lynette,
happening.
Will you make a charcuterie board?
Oh, yes, charcuterie.
Oh, my God. I love that you said that because the one thing.
That's a big thing now to say.
Charcuterie is the greatest thing ever.
Why is that
smoked
a
meats
thing?
And cheeses.
Super trendy right now.
Put some almonds on there and
with
like
that,
some apricots.
I've been eating that my whole entire
candy
life,
walnuts,
by the way.
Some jam.
Of course, because you're Italian. One thing I did demand, and Andy's on the same page.
Yeah.
And my friend did this kind of at her wedding, but I want to make it bigger. Instead of a cake, because I'm not a cake person either, I want a three-tiered cheese wheel.
Because
I'm just not a cake person.
You
I'd rather
have
gouda and cheddar.
Well, you have that pie.
Yeah.
If
well, remember,
if it's Fondalier, a Casa Corolla.
Fondalier's wedding, he had the mini pie bar.
Yeah. My friend made pies for – we didn't have a wedding cake. We had wedding pie.
What kind?
I don't really like
fruit
she
or
had
chocolate.
Like a tiered of like a bunch of different.
Oh yeah, I'm
apple
not a cake person.
And
I would much rather have pie. Strawberry pie was what I got for my birthday every year as a child because that's what I wanted.
Strawberry pie is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wedding
I love pie.
Strawberry pie. Wedding.
It's on brand.
I don't eat sugar right now, so I don't know if you guys want to think about.
No,
I have
nice
avocado mousse.
18 years, but. Maybe we get some sort of a sugarless.
Okay. Something from like Air One.
Fruit sweet
treat.
Or Mani's. Is Mani's
sugar
still a thing? Beet sugar. Can I just interject this while we're on the wedding talk? Mm-hmm. Gina did something that she has much better EQ than I have. Mm-hmm. She reads people. She's able to connect with people. She understands how human beings
DSM-4,
work.
DSM-4, what's
called,
it called?
Oh, yeah. She calls it my supercomputer.
She's an empath.
Empath.
I have empathy, but I don't know the right thing to say and do when I want someone to like me. Mm-hmm. So I've been desperately trying to win over my mother-in-law for 12 years.
This is a tough story.
I haven't really made any headway. Meanwhile.
What do you mean you're not, you guys aren't.
I just want her to love me.
Does she love you?
Well.
She's maybe a little withholding.
Let's put it this way.
Does she enjoy you?
I don't have a mom. Let's put it this way. I don't have a mom. My mom died. Mm-hmm. And even when I had a mom, you know, we had our issues.
She wasn't that mom.
Yeah, she wasn't that mom. She just wasn't a maternal mom. Yes. She did some things
right. She wasn't like Adam's mom, like that. Like warm
and loving, the cozy. This is the thing that Adam and I have always shared. Yeah. And I think part of the reason why we clicked, neither of us had that mom. Yeah. And I thought, this is going to be my chance to get that mom.
Yes.
And I think you guys both know this, but my husband had a sister. She died when she was 30, and that was my mother-in-law's only daughter. So I thought, she doesn't have a daughter. There's an opening.
Right.
We need each other.
Yeah.
Right?
You can be that daughter.
I wore her wedding dress to my wedding that she had been married in.
Yeah, so you earned.
I was already trying.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't. I can't get in. I just couldn't get in. And I'm just not that. I think I made some mistakes along the way and I couldn't just quite get her to love me. Meanwhile, Gina, when she goes to visit the family in Minnesota, stays at the family house, which I didn't do because I was raised by wolves and I didn't know you were supposed to stay at people's houses.
I have a lot of agita about it, but I did it.
I thought I was going to be winning people over by staying at a hotel nearby because I didn't know any better.
Right. I would have had that.
I would have staying out of the way.
They were so upset about it that it came up like 8 years later because one time we stayed at a hotel because they had a guest room and they really wanted us to stay there. But I didn't understand and I didn't ask and I wish I could do it over. Anyway, Gina shows up, stays at the home. Then it's her fiance's mom's birthday.
At the time, boyfriend's birthday.
At boyfriend's birthday. And she pre-sends a gift for the mom's birthday. And I'll let you describe the gift.
Well,
Gina, you're good like
wait
that.
Till you hear this. Was it a charcuterie board?
Oh, my God. So she would have loved that.
Beyond.
Well, first of all, we got there and she called it the Hilton suite that we were going to be staying in and got us each monogrammed robes with our names. I mean, she's amazing. She's great.
So cute.
And we were flying Spirit Airlines, which I always say fly Spirit so we can break yours. So we only had a backpack and I didn't have room for gifts. So I pre-sent the gifts. And one gift was something that nobody knew I was sending. And it was a little silver bangle bracelet on the inside said, thank you for raising the man of my dreams.
Oh, I just got a shiver
and
I knew the story
and
already.
Nobody knew. Andy didn't know. Nobody knew I was sending it. And I think she really loved it.
Can you
it.
Believe that?
Do you think? What did she used to get to see her react?
Yeah, she was. And
did she cry?
Well, these are Minnesota folk. So they're not Jews that are going to
cry
themselves on the floor and make a big charade about it. But as our people say, she was
white, boring folk.
She was very touched, and
a tear fell on the charcuterie.
Exactly. Yeah. We didn't get into like 2 a.m. and we're up, and it's 3 a.m. And she loved it.
Aww.
And she's actually staying with us right now.
Oh, she is.
We returned the favor.
So is he her only son, or does he?
No,
he's got brothers.
He's got brothers and a sister.
Okay.
So it's a big Minnesota clan, and I'm just this random Jew, and they're lovely, and aww, they don't think I'm weird, and like
that's awesome.
But a Jew, an engraved, it's like you burnt calories.
Yeah,
I know.
I
just
thought
there's
some
people
nice
in life that have that gift.
I know
of
I'm
being
so
able
not
to give a
way
gift. I know
I
we
can't
talk
do
about
that
it all the time. We're not
I
that
love,
people.
I'm
the
worst
I,
gift
it's
giver.
A great
me project,
too.
And actually, I never know with Adam. I always feel like I'm going to fail.
That's
but
a tough one.
One time, I didn't know if he'd like it. I thought he was stupid, but he was still talking about it months later, and I was like, yes.
Which one was it?
What the gloves that you wear with that you can use your phone while your gloves are on. And he thought like I
that's
had invented
genius
it. I'm like, these have been around forever.
Yes.
He's like, I'm working in the morning and I have to take my gloves off and now I don't. And I was like, I'm thrilled that you're so happy about this.
See, because you put thought into it.
Well, what would Adam like? He also laughed at it. I don't think he wanted it. I don't know what to get him. I got him this stupid, like, wrist holder thing with a magnet on it. So if he was working on something, he could put his screws and bolts on it, and it would stick to his wrest.
That's great.
I don't think he ever used
it. Do you know one thing I got from my mother-in-law in my ongoing quest to win her love?
What?
A bangle that says you're a bitch. Cold-hearted.
Never while it's in my mouth.
Thank you
for
stealing
everywhere
the son of my dreams.
Why don't you love me? I'm trying so hard. I just need like that really. Can I sit on your lap? Is that weird?
That wedding dress should have been.
It was a
beautiful
dress.
Cut print done forever.
And now I don't know if maybe that was too much.
What is your husband
now
say?
That I've lost a sibling?
Yeah, what does he
I think
say?
I was insensitive to the grief
that
scenario
was, I
there.
Don't know. I thought that was a beautiful gesture.
Yeah,
it looks beautiful on you.
And I ran it by him and I ran it by her.
Yeah,
but
what
she couldn't have said no. Oh, so here's one thing I did. So she might be happier if I were Catholic. They're Irish Catholic family, and I thought, okay, let me just try to. What would Gina do? I asked myself. I put myself in her mental headspace.
You're already named Teresa.
I know. How much more
right
Catholic can I be?
Denounce your Judaism.
Right. So I thought maybe because my his brother married a woman who's Catholic, and their kids go to Catholic school and everything. And I thought maybe I put myself in my shoes, and I thought, what if I had grandkids and like they didn't go to Hebrew school or have bar mitzvahs, like I'd be a little teeny bit sad. So I realized, well, my kids were circumcised and they went to Jewish preschool. So maybe she feels disrespected. I am going to baptize these kids. And it's not easy to find a Catholic church that will baptize half Jews. But I did.
I got LB baptized too.
You did?
To please the in-laws.
To please.
Wow.
Because in my mind, it was one of the most Jewish things I ever did, even though it couldn't have been more Catholic, because I'm doing this to make happy somebody who is an elder. Mm-hmm. And yeah. If this is going to make her happy, then I think God's going to be okay with it. But it was kind of a process. I had to go to classes.
Really?
You did?
Yeah.
You went to classes?
Oh, I did not. I did. So you did it then?
I did it.
And wow. And it didn't move the needle at all?
Did not move the needle.
Unbaptize them.
I got Natalia a biorhythm clock when she turned 12 to please my mother-in-law.
Wait a second.
What is that?
You are not
joking.
Serious. Okay. And everything I know about Chris Carolla.
You guys all looked at me like, wait, do you have any relationship with, like, what? Describe the...
It's like having a relationship with a tissue box or something.
In the sense that it's there...
I mean,
when you need no, because the tissue. I have a
lot. Empty tissue box.
I have a lot of relationships. I was going to say because I have a close relationship with tissue box as a crier.
Yes. Well, okay. So maybe not.
It's there for you when you need it.
Yeah. You know, she is. I don't know. I mean, whatever. She's. Listen, Adam in my ear for the last 23 years doesn't help her cause either.
Right.
So I got to hear about what kind of a mom she's been. But she's always been very sweet and nice to me. And she tries now makes an effort to see the kids.
That was my question. Because I said to Adam, does that love skip a generation? Is she a doting grandmother?
Nah,
and I got to look like I had three heads.
She's not that into the kids?
She does text me and say, like, at least, like, she does. It tries not to let a month go by. I think, or 2 months maybe.
You think she sets the biorhythm calendar alarm to text you?
She probably does, yeah.
Wow.
In the middle of her freak out sessions.
Right.
She still has freak outs?
Freak out.
Freak out.
Can I say for my mom, the best PR move that a mom can do if they had some questionable moments is die. Because since my mom's died, it's really opened my mind to some of the things she did that were really great. Like, as a result of her being so free range, I'm extremely confident, say, when I'm traveling.
Right.
You know, because I was on the Greyhound.
That's right. You're on the Greyhound. Right.
I'm not scared of anything.
Flight by yourself on
Nothing.
The Southwest. Yeah.
Thank you. I've been like on the Greyhound. I've been in the Middle East during wartime.
It really breaks my heart when I hear those stories.
But on the other hand, what she did communicate was that she trusted me to handle myself in various unsavory and urban situations. And I did.
So you take that away from...
The way things are now, I wish that my kids could be alone more. I wish that they could be home alone. I wish that they could take off on their bikes and come back when the sun sets.
Yeah.
Because how else do you build confidence other than knowing that you can figure out how to get home? Like once my brother and I had to get home from camp, we didn't have any money and we were in the middle of San Francisco. She dropped us off at Park and Rec Camp and we got on the bus to go on our field trip to Lake Temescal. Mm-hmm. And whoever was in charge on this bus, obviously is like the death trap of a bus, notices that my brother has a cast. He had a broken arm. Mm-hmm. So she dropped us off to go on a swim field trip.
Oh, my
God. My brother had a cat.
No plastic bag over the arm?
There was a plastic. We had a bag. And they go.
Safeway bag.
Right. Safeway bag. And they go, you got to go. You're not allowed. So we get off. And my brother was older, but I was just more streetwise. And we might have been 8 and 10. And we had no money. We couldn't make a phone call. We couldn't, my mom was at work at her restaurant. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to need 10 cents for a call. We're going to need bus fare. I came up with a plan. We're going to wait for some strangers to walk by and we're going to ask them for money.
Oh, my God.
And my brother wasn't having any part of it because he already had dignity.
Right. And you didn't.
And he's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, okay, stand over there.
You want to live here for the rest of your life?
And I did it.
Dignity doesn't get you a ride home. That's all
right. Yeah. You want to call mom or you want to sit here on this corner all damn day?
Well, see, that's what she did then. She gave you.
Right.
So, she gave you street smarts and
thank
confidence.
You. Yeah.
Well, and you do have a great example that I love of, I guess, a very micro example of that because you would never leave your kids in the middle of the city and say, find your way home, a-holes.
Well, I know.
But I love the example you gave one time about going into the gas station.
Oh, I've never told anybody that.
Oh, okay, was I not supposed to say that?
No.
Sorry, I think it's really great.
I do sometimes worry that my kids live in a safe area and it's not the most diverse. I make every effort for them to, like, you know, in realms of their life to meet other kinds of people. But I do worry that they won't know how, like, I know exactly who's around me at all times.
Right.
Because I rode the city bus to school and I took the Greyhound and I flew by myself from age four. So I feel like there is an internal understanding that, like, at 3 o'clock is that person who seems fine. At 7 o'clock, you wouldn't think that guy's okay, but I can tell from the shoes he's wearing he's fine. Mm-hmm. At 11 o'clock, that's an old lady with her lunch bag, not worried about it. So I,
Your head's on a swivel.
But yeah. You can't actually swivel it because people will see that. There's a way of taking in what's around you without letting people know that you've taken them in. Although sometimes you directly want to stop and look behind you and stare a person in the eye who you think is following you, because what you're saying is, if you're victim shopping right now, you can try to take me, but I see that you're here and I'm not scared of you, and I will take out an eye. find somebody else. So these are just things you learn along the way.
Yes.
So I go to a central, which is like a not good neighborhood in Phoenix, to a gas station. I've done this many times. I send my kids in with a couple bucks to pick out some gum or whatever they want. You get whatever you want. But when you come out, I need to know a description of everybody who's in that store, where they were, what cars are getting gas at the parking lot outside, and everything that's happening around you.
Wow.
Isn't that so Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, that is.
I love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like the Americans.
I was just having this conversation with Sunny last night. Like, you got to just be, just be aware of your surroundings. Because it is, you know, you think about it. They live in this bubble. I mean, they don't grow up the way we grew up.
Right.
So they're not, you know, they're very secure and they're relaxed. Natalia walks around everywhere. She's going on hikes in the trails in our area. And I don't know if I like that. Not by herself, but with like a couple girls. But it's like, you know, you worry about that.
But I kind of like that in a way because they're having adventures like the kids in Stand By Me.
Right.
Although I think they were going to see a dead body.
Yeah.
And it was probably dangerous.
I think Stranger Things has done a good thing for the kids.
Yes.
They want to get on their bikes and just ride.
Totally.
Have you had a talk with them about if strangers talk to you and all that?
Oh, yeah. The stranger danger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Natalia's not getting taken.
I was just going to say. Like,
she will take somebody.
The person will run screaming like, help, help, help.
Do you think she'd get dropped off from the van outside your house?
She'd kick the guy right out of the van. No, I'm not worried.
Would she demand a charcuterie plate?
Yeah.
Well, Natalia is a little lifesaver because
she loves Gina.
Oh my gosh, she's my girl. And now I always worry that kids that age, like, I'm not cool enough, so I get very self-conscious around Natalia. But when she was a little bit younger and we went to Vegas, it was basically like a girls road trip, and it just happened to be Adam and 14 other dudes in the RV. Kaylin, you drove it, right? So we're in the back. She's trying to teach me how to Snapchat. Teresa tried to teach me how to Snapchat. I'm unteachable. I can't figure it out. I don't know.
Sucks.
But we got there. We're on stage. It's like Penn Jillette. Like, me and Natalia are getting ready in your room.
In my room.
Listening to Hamilton, like, doing our hair, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I keep sneaking Adam's shots of tequila because I think it's funny. And I'm not a big drinker, so I'm a lightweight. People are like falling off the chair. I'm getting Snickers. Adam's probably not thrilled about it, but it's funny. So afterwards, I'm a little buzzed, and I don't get drunk. I don't get buzzed. I'm not a drinker. And I'm like, Natalia, I need you. Without being like, I need an adult who's sober right now to come help out this woman. She was like, give me your arm. I lean on her. She's like, I was like, we got to go that way. She's like, no, the room's this way.
She's very good with
handled
she does
business
that. Yeah.
And almost got me to stay an extra night in Vegas in your room because she grinded me so hard.
Now you know my life.
Like, literally, she's at first it's whining, and at first it's like, come on, promise of big things.
Yeah.
And at one point, I swear to God, she was like a boyfriend. Like, baby, you know I wouldn't hurt you.
Uh-huh.
She literally.
I just want to snuggle.
She put both her hands on my face and was like, come on, just one night.
Yeah.
One night.
I remember.
And it's very hard to say no to her. Like, I almost wanted to put her on the phone with my program director and be like, it's not me. I have a morning show. But she is persuasive as my
point.
I
know. She doesn't let up.
She's a survivor.
Yeah, she is. Guys,
we have to wrap our show. It's.
Oh, we hate when that happens.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Well, what? So, Teresa, are you going to come back and visit us anytime?
I would love to. I do. I work on a little TV show in Phoenix.
Yes,
but
what is it? Tell us.
It's called The List,
but yes. It's on everywhere.
It's on in 44
Syndicated.
Cities.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, but I would like to get here more and more. I really love seeing you guys. Honestly,
I love this.
This show started good and has gotten so great, and I love the community that you formed on Facebook.
I'm in awe of it.
But those they share. Things like sickness.
I know.
Death.
I know.
Just that is a real community.
Big talk.
Of love and support. It's big talk.
Yeah. And we want to do a live show in Phoenix.
Oh,
please
come.
We want to come to you.
Yeah.
Stand up live in Tempe. Do it.
Wherever. Yeah. We want to do it. And we should do a live show, like maybe a crossover or something at some point. Wouldn't that
be fun?
I
just got chills. I just got pod chills.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Doesn't that sound fun?
So your pod is Easy Listening, mm-hmm.
With
and you
Gina
talk
Grad.
About other podcasts.
It's a podcast.
In fact,
about
your first
podcasts.
Episode, you guys talked about Mike Boudet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I said we should do a Patreon episode about that.
Love it.
After we get done here, so we could give you guys a little more of the inside scoop.
So can't this
wait.
Week's Patreon will be
But
scooping.
Meanwhile, please support our sponsors, Gold Peak Real Brew Tea, DudeProducts.com, enter the code Corolla20, HighlineWellness.com, enter FCOL15, Proactive.com/FCOL, FunctionOfBeauty.com/FCOL. And as always, thank you to our Patreon subscribers, especially Ishan Vajpayee and Carol Cons.
Just be
Cons.
Girl. Yeah. Just be Cons.
Yeah, just be Cons.
Pros and Cons.
She's retired and she's like, I got money to burn, lady.
That's so sweet.
I love her. And Ishan is awesome. I really love that guy. And
they just
want a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the business shout outs. This week we have Maria, who's with NorthwestSexTherapy.com, and you can find her at Maria@NWSexTherapy.com. It's really not sex therapy. It's intimacy counseling to help you and your partner, you know, get along mm-hmm. better. And Ulysses this week is – we have a super fan named Ulysses.
It's amazing.
And
great
he, name.
He's the
best.
Does shout outs for charity.
Oh,
this week he wants to shout out the Capital Area Food Bank, CAFB. It's the largest public nonprofit hunger and nutrition education resource in the Washington metropolitan area. And their mission is to feed those who suffer from hunger in the Washington, D.C. area. Visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What a wonderful
guy. I love
guy.
Ulysses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that.
And Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy. She helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. Kate Marengo is an interior decorator, designer. She's going to help you figure out what rug goes with what paint color.
Oh,
that's
thank
what
God.
That's what I'm going to use her for. Interiorchicago.com/interior-design. And Tish Clevenger is like, please let me add some 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Go to email her at Tish Clevenger, CLEVENGER at sbcglobal.net. And I'm going to do one more. Brianna. She's promoting True Mamas. Her new mom boxes are filled with postpartum supplies like pads, cooling spray, nipple cream, and more. They partnered with nonprofits in the community, so a portion of all sales go towards moms in need. Go to truemamas.com. That's it.
Teresa, how can we find you on social media?
Teresa Strasser. On Instagram and Facebook.
Same thing. Gina Grad. And
congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I get to sit every single day next to your
husband.
What
show are you doing now?
I write it down. Get a pen. You're not going to know how to spell it. It's called The Adam Carolla Show. And, of course, Easy Listening.
That's
Teresa
right.
And my show, Easy Listening. And we're having a blast. And we appreciate
Mazel
you guys
tov.
So much.
It's
thank
awesome.
You for having
thank
us.
You. Thank you, guys.
All
we
right.
love you, girls.
And you guys are sticking around for Patreon.
Let's do it.
All right.
So you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
There you go.